Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Acting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's great, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Hoes stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh stop.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? Welcome back. We at it again. Another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. So as always, roll something up, light something up, roll something up, drink something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people. What's good?
So we got some specials tonight. We got a couple special things, and we're going to jump into them at the beginning. So first and foremost, today, because I thought it was the last Sunday, I wasn't thinking we're going to do the world famous chop up today, and then we're going to have a New Year's Eve special, you know what I'm saying, next Sunday, you know, bring your drinks, and we just talking about whatever. We're going to have a good time, man. We're going to do like a recap of the craziest things of 2023, right? So we're going to jump into that next week. I did get an error message saying that there was technical issues and they were working on it, so hopefully it don't go out, but if it do, we'll get back on it next week. But check this out. Here's a big thing. We're going to call out the top five countries that's tuning in, and shout out to everybody across the world that's tuning in. But for the first time, y'all have knocked the United States under 80%. For the first time in 6 years, y'all have knocked our United States audience under 60%, under 80%. They always had an 80% mark. So we got some new people on our top five, man. We got some new people, man. So I'm going to let Mo call out our top five countries tuning in, man. I'm excited.
Yes. So the top five. So taking it from bottom to top, we got number five. Big shout out to Euro up top, Finland. You know what I'm saying? They stay consistent. Always shout them out. We always shout them out. We highly appreciate you guys checking in with us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all F with us, so we F with y'all. So peace and love. Number four, we got the continent, not the country, but the continent down under, which is Australia. So big shout out to Australia on the check-in. You know what I'm saying? All the provinces. Big shout out to you. Number three, we have South America on the check-in, the beautiful country of Brazil. So big shout out to all the shades of people. We highly appreciate you. And then number two, we haven't seen this country in a while. So big shout out to China. China is coming through for the world famous chop up tonight and real adult talk with SGMO Ben. So big shout out to y'all. And number one, of course, we have the home team, America the Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling that way tonight. So big shout out to the East Coast, the South, the West Coast, the Great Lakes, and I come to you from New Amsterdam, a.k.a. NY City. So peace and shout out to everybody out there listening. If you didn't hear your country, tell a friend to tell a friend, log on and listen so you can get a shout out with your people and your the you know, where you're at in this big world that we live in called Earth.
For sure, man, for sure. That, man, China came through heavy over that time. I think we did what we rock with y'all, China. Like, it ain't us, it's them, all right? We rock with y'all, man. We really, really do, man. And we hope everything, you know, pans out and it does what it needs to do when it comes to that situation, man. So we're going to jump into the real famous chop-up. You know, with Big Mo, I'm probably going to have some topics later on. I'm going to go look at some stuff. But we're going to let Mo do his thug nizzle tonight with the real famous chopper.
Man.
Oh, how did our weeks go? My week this week was hella mellow, man. It was hella mellow. I have been just really chilling. A lot of work, getting a lot of things done. This week coming up, I want to get some things organized inside of the house, but, you know, it was really, like, really chill, a lot of work, getting a lot of work out of the way, and just like, man, one more week in this year, man. Like, I'm counting it down. Like, 2024 got to be different and got to be better, man. So we crossing our fingers, man. Just real laid back.
You know what, Black? Before you check out, I got one topic that I got to get your opinion on that we got to chop it up first. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And then I'm going to run down a few that I have. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's a topic. So, you know, so first off, let me set this up. So, well, first off, my week. So let me just tell you that. So this week I'm calling it hibernation, you know, seclusion. So I was kind of chilling. I was like, damn, we doing a show tonight? Because, you know, usually we had a topic a little earlier. So I'm like, oh, snap. And then with the world famous chop up came up, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, luckily, because we, you know, we had our technical difficulties last week, and then we were going over some movie reviews and stuff like that. So I didn't really get a chance to get into the world famous chop up topics from last week. So I got that this week to hold down. So that's number one. But yeah, so my week is just, seclusion, man. Like, I'm really just taking this time to myself. My wife is in the Great Lakes. She'll be there until New Year's Eve. So I got some time to myself to really get things organized. Like I said, the vintage Nubian. So right now I'm just organizing a lot of inventory. So getting that together. Shout out to Interior Decorating. That was on point. Real Estate is on point. And like I said, just organizing, because 2024, you know, I'm not taking no shorts this year coming up. So, you know, I just want to be on point in everything that I do. So that's my week. So once again, always the motto, especially going into 2024, is going to be forward thinking. Remember how smart you are. So that was my week. So with that being said, let me set this up properly. So this is the world famous chop up. So generally, this is the last weekend of the month, but being that we just have one weekend left of 2023, like Black alluded to earlier, we're going to have like a kind of like best of year. Hopefully Uncle Murda, you know, have his year end wrap up, you know, by that time. So we can maybe dissect that, hopefully, if he does it this year. But you know what I'm saying? So with that being the case, we're going to get into the world famous chop up tonight. So if you're new to the show, or if this is your first time listening, you know, like I said, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my ish on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. And then with the last month being that it's dedicated to the whole show, I usually chop it up with what I thought was interesting throughout the month. So, Black, this out.
I'm here.
I had three topics that I was going to get into for Tuesday's show, and I'm gonna recap. Me and Kev heard the world famous chop up, the Tuesday edition, the three topics that we went over. But there was one topic that I was thinking about doing, but I was like, you know what, this is a little too juicy. I need some more facts. I don't like to just throw out rumors. I like to really do my research. But my I think my wife was telling me something. She was talking to one of her like associates, and somebody brought this to the attention. Then I Googled it, and I was like, hold on, this sounds like a movie. Now, before I say this, I want to just pause. Like, look, I don't know if this is true. This is a rumor out there, and you know, being a Black as a female, and, you know, she has good intuition on certain things. I wonder what she thinks. So rumor has it. Once again, this is a rumor. So I'm not saying that this is true, but rumor has it. Pimp C, big shout out to Pimp C, legendary, you know, iconic group, Underground Kings, but allegedly he, and this I guess could be the ghost of Pimp C, has a sex tape, right? But it's with an R&B diva that supposedly is very popular. Have you heard about this story, Black?
I have not heard about Pimp C having a sex tape with an R&B diva that's popular. I have not.
So this is what I need you to do. Black.
Okay.
I was going to say, because I want you to just Google Pimp C sex tape. Google it on your phone right now and see what comes up. And then you can tell me what you think. I'll hold, you know, real quick while you do that.
I'm putting it in now, like.
Because I'm like, hold on, man. And this has been kept under wraps, too. So I'm like, wow. Powerful people really keeping this.
Oh.
I'm like, what?
Okay. All right. Okay. So, allegedly, okay?
Allegedly.
This has been going around for well over a year. Let me see. This has been going on. Okay. So, allegedly, Jay-Z had a conversation with someone saying that Pimp C threatened him to release the sex tape. I'm thinking about it. I have heard about it.
Okay.
Jay-Z say that, you know, a Pimp C threatened him to release the sex tape that he had with Beyonce. Now, here's my take on it. Do I think it's true? Yes. Okay. You have to understand how big Pimp C was back then. You know what I'm saying? And what everybody see is Beyonce, the divas, because she grew up modeling and so on and so forth. But if you've ever heard Beyonce talk, she hood as hell. Like, her, the way she talks, she do not talk a lot now. She will do an interview every now and then, but she do not talk a lot. Because the way she sounds singing and the way she sounds talking is two different things, right? She got it mastered. And she's an image, okay? So being that she's from H-Town with Pimp C and she is hood, I do think so. You got to think, like, she was dealing with people before Jay-Z. And you also got to think, too, that Pimp C was huge. Like, you know what I'm saying? He Pimp C. He gone. Pimp C had enough game to talk your mama out her drawers. So this man had money way back then, you know, long money. You know what I'm saying? From basically what he was. He was flashy as hell, you know, red. You know, he everything that she would actually like. So do I think it's true? It's a rumor, but do I think that that's possible? Hell yeah. Like, Pimp C done dealt with a lot of famous people that y'all wouldn't even, man, y'all wouldn't even know. You know what I'm saying? And he was just one of those just fly type of people. And, of course, if you don't know Pimp C, UGK, Underground Kings, Pimp C, Bun B, they made up the Underground Kings. Pimp C passed away from a drug overdose.
Yeah, and people are saying that was kind of suspect.
Pimp C snorted a lot of powder. So, you know, I have no idea. Okay. Somebody could have gave him some bad powder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, you know, he snorted a lot of powder. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, back then, because back then, that's how people that snorted powder, that's how they left here. And it still happens to this day, but it's you hear it that it's laced with fentanyl. But, you know, they said he was, you know, allegedly getting high all night and all day. And guess what? Your heart stops. Like, that's a lot of rushing that goes on in your body when you're doing powder that long.
Yeah, and, you know, Pimp C, he did have some erratic behavior kind of leading up to that, you know, his untimely death, you know, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? From what
he was the front runner, you know, Bun B was there. Both of them had mad rapping skills, and Pimp C was extremely flashy and so on and so forth. So, again, on the topic, do I think it's true? I mean, yeah, it could be, because that's Pimp C. Shit, you tell my Pimp C was sliding damn near anything that's out here right now. It's like Pimp C way sliding Jay-Z, you know? If Pimp C would have been here right now, and he could have just been on his A1, like, there's no doubt in my mind, like, this man money would be, you know, long as hell. You know what I'm saying? So, and his money was long back then. So, hey.
Yeah. And once again, like I said, we don't like to start rumors here or whatever, but it was just such an interesting time. I was like, yo, because I just flew over my, I did not hear nothing about that until just now. I'm just like, wow, that's just man, you know what I'm saying? So, but.
Yeah, that's not a rumor because it's been online for like over a year. You know what I'm saying? Well, over a year.
Talked about it though. What I'm saying is, you know, of course, you know,
damage control. You know, they got they can push that shit to the bottom.
Yeah, like that ain't no nobody's hot topics or nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? As far as like things that like you would to kind of feed into.
Beehive
it, so, like,
crew
it
is so heavy. That
so
if y'all talking about Beyonce, they gonna come through and, you know what I'm saying? So she's so powerful that her fans will take you the fuck down. So, you know, they powerful people and they got pushed to the bottom and, you know, that's where it was. I thought she was gonna ask me about something else. I was like, oh Lord, no, but good. That's a good topic. So he could have hit it. If you Google Pimp C and see who he was and see how flashy he was debonair. I definitely can believe that because she ain't finna give it to just anybody. You're going to be top tier if you get it, you know?
Could have been that Houston connection if it did go down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see that H-Town connection. But, wow, I just thought that was a riveting story. I mean, you know, who knows if it's true or not, but it was just provocative. So I just wanted to bring it to the table. So, all right, so that was that. So now, you know, I'll – spin it back to some of the topics that I talked about last week. So first off, let me see here. So I'm gonna get into like the topics that I ran down on Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. Big shout out to my co-host Kev Herc. So, let's see, how did I run it down? Let me just go through that while I can to see if I can find my notes here. But basically, we had a nice music review, you know, to set it off. So, let's fish through my notes. So, So, the first topic that we discussed, and I'll reiterate it, was big shout out to Gucci Mane. You know what I'm saying? And but basically, the first topic that I discussed was Gucci shows BG the guide to greatness. So, so for anybody that's not hip, so you know Gucci. You know, since he's got out and resurfaced in 2015, to me, he's done a phenomenal job just rehabilitating himself. You know, like that actually worked. He had to, unfortunately, sit down. And, you know, everybody knows when Gucci resurfaced in 2016, when he got out, he was in shape. He settled down, got married. Now he has a family, wrote a book. And this was inspired when I came up with the topic Gucci shows BG the guide to greatness. It's inspired by Gucci Mane's book, which I have. Very good book, you know, definitely should check it out. But it's a gold book, black letters. And the reason why I titled it that Gucci shows BG the guide to greatness, BG was just released 2 months ago. And he already has an album with Gucci that just dropped like last week. It's called Choppers and Bricks. And big shout out, man. Like as far as giving a review, I definitely gave it 4.5 mics. Me and Kev Herc definitely, you know, gave a big thumbs up to the album from top to bottom. It just goes in. To me, I think it's the best street album of 2023. You know, some of the highlights from the album, you got, let's see here, looking at my notes. Also, too, it gives me just the sound of the album. I know it's a South album, but, you know, Gucci, like, holds rank in the Gucci and BG. You know what I'm saying? That holds weight in the Great Lakes, but it's different parts, so. Like I said, I'm originally from Cleveland, and Cleveland is kind of set up in two different ways. You got Cleveland Heights, and I'm a mixture of both. I'm a hybrid. So you got Cleveland Heights, which is the suburban side, but then you got what's called down the way, East Cleveland, and East Cleveland keep it gully. You know what I'm saying? So this album gives me that East Cleveland vibe. It was a club I used to go to back in the day. It was called Bells, but, you know, used to go up. But anyway, this was that type of vibe, you know, when that No Limit kind of, you know, that No Limit wave was rocking. But definitely has that type of vibe. So, you know, some of the highlights, he has a song called Guap and Jizzle. It's dope. They're going back and forth. Him and BG redid Wangsta. So shout out to 50 Cent. They do a nice cover of that. Another song that's dope is called She Say She Love Me. I'm feeling that one. And then probably my favorite song that's on the album is called Cold, and it's produced by Mike Will Made It. And that gives me what was I saying? When I was talking about this, I was saying, like, you know, I wasn't the biggest fan of No Limit, but it's this one song. It's called No Limit Soldiers, and I had the beat that was like doom. But I always used to put me in a vibe back in the day. But this song, Cold, by, you know, produced by Mike Will Made It, gives me that same kind of energy. And what's dope about it is they cadence. You know, they're going back and forth. And you just feel, because, you know, like I said, both of them, like I said, unfortunately had to sit down, tell them, like, their stories of how they felt when they was, like, you know, locked up. And then the joy of being free. So definitely, man, I was just playing it back to back to back, man. Definitely was a dope song. But shout out. So I just want to give a big shout out to Gucci, man, for him just being a real one and really, you know, essentially reaching out to BG, putting him in position. You know what I'm saying? Just got out 2 months ago. Already got an album out, so he's setting him up so he can, you know, get back to where he needs to be. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying, he'll just be enlightened by Gucci, you know what I'm saying, because this is how we're supposed to do as a community, you know what I'm saying? So we're supposed to, you know, look out, reach out, you know what I'm saying, and keep people on point, especially if you had a similar situation. And for Gucci to do that for BG is commendable. So big shout out to that. So definitely a dope album. If you like some street music, that one goes up, man, from top to bottom. So so that was a topic. Let me see here. So another topic that we went into, and we'll probably reiterate this a little bit more next week. But like I said, I'll kind of touch base on it tonight. But the next topic that I went down and talked about was what is the biggest culture story of 2023? So me and, my co-host Kev Burke was kind of going back and forth. So he gave his two points, and then I spun it back and gave, what I thought was the biggest culture story. So basically, just to kind of, get a highlight of our conversation. So Kev Herc, he basically said, he's born and raised in Brooklyn. And I talked about this on a World Famous Chop Up when it was out. But basically, over the summer, and it just ended, I would say the end of November. But Jay-Z, he had it's a library. It's a big time Brooklyn Public Library, and it looks like a museum from the outside. The architecture is awesome. Actually, if you go to my Instagram, when I was getting my passport situated, I went there, and I posted a picture of what the library looks like. So my IG is Mobins, MOBINNS. But what's nice about this, man, architecture is crazy, but as a, I guess, a celebration of Jay-Z, they put all of his lyrics like on this big building, man, like, as you're riding through Flatbush in Brooklyn, it's right by Prospect Park and the Botanic Garden, so it's a big, nice part of Brooklyn in this area. And for Jay-Z to come from where he came from, being a Brooklyn, a son of Brooklyn, basically, to see that, was just dope, and like I said, so it was like a museum piece, but just on a library. And, the fact that you go to the library and read books and stuff like that. But, music is basically lyrical books. And for them to showcase Jay-Z, I know Kev definitely said that was one of his highlights. And, I could agree that was pretty big for the culture. Another thing that he mentioned that was big, especially in the media space that we do, he was saying that another big story for him from his perspective was Shannon Sharp. He was saying he thinks that Shannon Sharp is poised to really, become like the culture's quote-unquote uncle. You know what I'm saying? Basically, of course, sports talk, which is what I do. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to the world-famous Chop-Up. Sports talk is really big now. It's really huge. A lot of people stepping into the arena now. Shannon Sharp basically was with Skip Bayless for like the past, 7 years or something like that. It just came to an end this past summer in 2023 when him and Skip parted ways. And I believe now Shannon Sharp is with ESPN a couple of days out the week with Stephen A. He also has a podcast called Club Shay Shay. Also does another podcast with Ocho Cinco, doing highlights of football and stuff like that. I'm not the biggest fan of Shannon Sharp, but I definitely respect his hustle. I respect that he's a winner no matter where he goes. He always lands on his feet. I can go back to his sports career. He won a Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos, John Elway back in the day. Left Denver or whatever. I guess they didn't really want to re-sign because he got a little older, but then went to Baltimore, the Ravens, and then won a Super Bowl with Ray Lewis and that, that team. And then, of course, we all saw his success with Skip Bayless. So, Kev says he thinks that, Shannon Sharp is poised to become like a Charles Barkley of the culture. And I guess I can see that, you know what I'm saying? So that was his you know, what was big for him as far as the culture in 2023 from his perspective. Mine was, all right, so my biggest highlights of 2023, and once again, I'll reiterate this next week with Black, because I'm interested to see what, you know, Black is going to bring to the table as far as, you know, what she thought was big for the culture in 2023. But to me, my answer to this question was, to me, this was the year that New York, you know, New York City really got its name back culturally. You know what I'm saying? To me, it was a big year because they really kind of cornered the market, music, sports, and entertainment, and I'll tell you why. So for music, you know, basically I would say big shout-out to Nas. You know, Nas had two awesome albums in 2023. He dropped Magic 2. Magic definitely been in heavy rotation just to see. And then, you know, he brought in Magic 3 with his 50th birthday. So that was dope. One of my best friends, big shout out to FC. I know he just had his 50th, you know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, he was inspired by that Nas album because, you know, he felt like a kindred spirit because he just turned 50 this year too. So I just thought that was huge. Big shout out to AZ. AZ came back. He's got a new album. It's called Truth Be Told. And he's been in this bag since what? 2021 when he dropped Do or Die Part 2. And I, you know, to me, those are both instant classics. So now with, you know, Nas doing his thing, you know, ever since he hooked up with Hit-Boy and, you know, did the King's Disease series, then he did the Magic series. I already knew that AZ was like, okay, all right, man, Nas is cooking. You got to get back on point, man. You got to get your name back. And it's just great to see that because The Firm is one of my favorite, collectives, you know, as far as music, especially New York music, you know, the New York collectives, man. I love what The Firm, what they represent, Nas, AZ, Foxy. So, you know, so for Nas and AZ to kind of just reassert themselves in the music game years later, I thought that was big for the culture. So that was musically. Sports, you know, always, you know, I love what we do here, but I always give props where props is due. So shout out to Cam and Mace and Cam, however you want to slice and dice it, but it is what it is, has turned the sports world upside down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the reason why people like Skip Bayless is kind of scrambling, trying to, you know, reassert themselves and get positioning because, man, like, you know, I've always seen how, you know, sports and you know, just the hip-hop culture or rap culture, you know, goes hand-in-hand. You know what I'm saying? I think it goes hand-in-hand with the adult entertainment. It's all one conglomerate. And, you know, once again, big shout-out to Cam for him to see that and really put it back out there and do sports television in a real way. Oh man, salute, man, because it's what the game's been missing, man. It's what I like to bring to the table, and to see him do it on just a real huge platform, man, it's been great. That's what really got me on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I was not messing with YouTube until I had to, you know, watch this show on YouTube, and then I just opened up a whole new chamber for me this year, man, as far as entertainment. So big shout out to, you know, Mason Cam and Mace, like I said, however you want to serve it up. And then shout out to, their moderator, man, Stat Baby. She's 22, man, young black female, very professional, just on point what she's doing. And, for them to put her in position, man, I just thought that was honorable, man. So that's a dope sports story. And then, entertainment. You know, I've been, ever since I got my stars back, which I did on it was Thanksgiving Eve, so about a month ago. Man, I got to give a shout-out to Curtis Jackson, man. Like, you know, Power, man, Power Universe, man. That's just like Marvel, man. Like, the way you have Disney Plus and, you know, people watch all the Marvel movies is the same way it is with stars, man. So from Power to Power Book 2, to Power Pimp 2 Ghost, to Force, to Raising Kanan, you know what I'm saying, to DMF, you know, salute to 50 for just really just going to stars and just getting it popping, man. And then lastly, you know, she's not from New York, but it was a New York story because she won a very prestigious tournament in New York City, Queens to be exact. But shout out to Coco Gauff, man. I believe she's like 20 years old, something like that, 19, 20, 21, somewhere in that age range. But for her to win the U.S. Open in Queens, man, that was big. I got a chance to go to the U.S. Open this year, man, one of the highlights of my year. Just dope, you know, to being a Serena Williams has retired. For this new black woman to, you know, come in and drive in that lane, man, was huge, man. So, you know, once again, so, you know, New York City, to me, it was culturally like a very good year for New York. So, you know, that's what was some of my biggest culture stories of 2023. And finally, the last topic that we had discussed this past Tuesday's edition of the world famous Chopper. But once again, you know, if you want to be plugged in, easiest way, just follow MoBins on Twitter or X, MoBinns, and you'll be plugged in. Also, you can follow Rap Sports Life, and then, you know, you'll always catch it when I go live on Spaces, or, you know, you'll catch the re-air or whatever. But the final topic that we had talked about, so it's funny, too, because I was seeing how all those stories that I articulated, right, for those stories to prosper and gain momentum and stuff like that, you know, generally somebody has to take a step back that's been in the spotlight, you know what I'm saying, because that's just how it works, you know what I'm saying, that's energy shifting. So the last topic was inspired by Mr. Kanye West. And, you know, Kanye, he had a quiet 2023. So I'm wondering if 2024 is going to be a turn up. But basically, the last topic that we had discussed was, is Ye's unpredictability becoming predictable? Now, I'm a big fan of Kanye. You know what I'm saying? You know, I love the way he thinks. I think outside the box, man, very similar. I see a lot of things from his perspective. You know, a lot of times, you know, he'll have his rants, you know, people say he's crazy and all this, but, you know, to me, it's a lot of truth, you know, in those rants. You know, the knock that's been on Kanye is just the way he articulates himself, you know what I'm saying, if he could just make it more digestible. But Kev Herc, you know, he brought up a good point, like, you know, it's so much passion that, you know, it's not for everybody, you know what I'm saying, so if you put off by it, you know, it wasn't for you anyway, you know what I'm saying? So so I thought that was interesting, because I think that to be true, because if he hasn't figured out a way to articulate now to make it more digestible, I don't think that's going to change. But I do think, you know, because Kanye, you know, really came on the scene because he was very unpredictable, you know what I'm saying? But now I think it is becoming predictable. You know, like right now, the reason why I brought this topic is because, you know, big shout out to Elon Musk, but Kanye has been released from Twitter jail. You know what I'm saying? So he's out. So he's retweeting. He's tweeting now. So, you know, we all know that when Kanye, you know, starts to, you know, when he starts to do things, that means something's coming. An album's coming, some new fashion or whatever. So, you know, so I do think it's, you know, predictable, because you know he's going to go on a rant pretty soon. And I think he already tweeted something about Nicki Minaj and something about, I don't know, getting clearance to release a verse or some shit. But I know he took that down, but he did say he's got some new Yeezy fashion coming out. You know what I'm saying? Now that he's finally totally done with Adidas and to be looking forward to it. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? So it is, his unpredictability is becoming predictable, but at the end of the day, I'm definitely here for it. So you know, those were the three topics that was discussed, you know, this past Tuesday. So it was a dope show, man. So, you know, that's what we...
So I'm going to jump in here, and I got a couple of topics, and then I'll let you jump back in on your topics.
Yeah, that's what's up. All right. What you got?
All right. First show. So this is Black Portion jumping in on the Real Famous Chop Up with Mo Benz. So in Atlanta, you know, Atlanta Airport is the busiest airport in the United States. It's the biggest airport in the United States. Well, Uber and Lyft drivers, they're getting fed up of the wages, right? They're not really getting no money. Uber and Lyft, they're making a lot of money off of these rides. And then the customers have to depend on tips, and people really just don't have it right now. People are suffering. So this holiday season, if you are flying into Atlanta, prepare to take another route other than Uber. Uber and Lyft drivers have turned off their apps, and they are not working the Atlanta airport this holiday season. They are on strike due to the wages that they are receiving. So if Uber or Lyft is your only way, baby, they got the MARTA station down there. You can get on the MARTA and take the MARTA somewhere and call a cab, because they is on strike down there, honey. And we don't have enough cabs here in Atlanta in real life. It's a couple cab companies, but they on the north.
You think everybody on strike, though, or you think somebody out there, like, fuck?
I mean, it's not enough people. But it made the news, so obviously there's not enough people to drive. Okay. For the people that's like, oh, I'm going to get this money, it's only so much you could do. Majority of the people are on strike out there.
Gotcha.
They said, oh, we're going to make this company give us more money, then obviously that's how you do it, right? You know, you're not gonna get more money if you're not doing it. You got to cripple the business.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So shout out to the Lyft and Uber drivers. Do your thing. I'm proud of you for standing up. If you don't stand for something, stand for nothing. Next door, Bruce Jenner. Now, Bruce Jenner has done, Caitlyn Jenner, but Bruce Jenner, he has done interviews, you know, really, he's been doing interviews speaking against a lot of the laws that they are trying to pass for the men that want to be women. And, you know, he's been really speaking up heavily on it. And he says, like, you know, like how people are just doing things just to do it. Obviously, he truly wanted to be a woman. He went through a lot of the process. And he obviously is saying he also did an interview and said he's no longer dating men. He's like, no, I don't like it. We're going to leave that where it's at. So he's no longer dating men. And he's now being spotted out with men clothing again. So he's now, like, no longer dressing like a woman, right? This is the man who was the woman of the year, right? This is the bullshit agenda that they were pushing.
Yeah, that's what started.
That's what started this shit. Yep. Yeah, like, and now he is, and you know what? There, if you really look on YouTube, there are so many people that are talking, and they're trying to muffle them and push their videos down. There's so many people that are talking about how they went through the transformation, how they start taking the hormones, how they fully did it and they want to be normal again, how they have issues for the rest of their life. It's something that they went through. They want to go back. Some people that even got the full thing done and was like, man, I wish I would have known this. You got a lot of people speaking up now about the agenda that they was trying to do, and they like, no, wait, I want to go back. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's happening? So this is going to be interesting to see. I'm already seeing more and more people, like, speaking up about that. Like, okay, I want to do it. I want to dress like it, but I don't want to transform. You know what I'm saying? My whole body to it, you know? So this is going to be very interesting because Bruce Jenner has a very big voice, and he has been using his voice to speak against all of the things that they're trying to do. If you can recall, he did an interview and he said that men should not be able to play women's sports. Or even if you identify as a woman, you should not be able to play women's sports and things like that. So
I said it's good that he said that. That's not fair. Like, that's not fair. That shouldn't be that. I saw some – it was a high school that boycotted that. I think it was a high school in Texas or something like that where they high school was saying, oh, yeah, you can have
– Yeah, you know, he was he's an Olympic gold medalist and things like
that.
So,
yeah.
He's speaking his facts.
Mm-hmm.
He's speaking his facts. Let me see. What else? It was a couple other stories that I had. So hold on. There was a story. Sheesh, let me find it again for y'all. Oh, shout out to Jess Hilarious.
Jess Hilarious is a comedian here, and you know, she's controversial because nobody's off limits with her. But she was guest being a guest host on The Breakfast Club. You know, after the Angela Yee left and she did her own thing, they had a couple stand-in people. They had her on there, and then they, you know, tried out a couple more people, and then they end up bringing her back. And so she is now officially a member, a host of The Breakfast Club. So that's big stuff. Congratulations to Jess Hilarious for doing what she's doing, okay? People around the world, you may know Lil Uzi Vert. I don't really know too much of his music. It's kind of weird. But he said that he's retiring and he's going to start designing women clothing. He does wear a lot of women clothing. and wow. I guess he's also with JT, the rapper, the City Girls, one half of the City Girls. So yeah. He's going to start making women clothing, so they say. Now, here's one that's interesting, and this is my last topic. I just felt like I would come in and just, you know, drop my little one-twos for you because I said I would.
Yeah.
The University of Alabama offensive lineman Elijah Prickett. What is it? Pritchett?
Mm-hmm.
Pritchett, okay. Pritchett. He's 19 years old. He's arrested and charged for allegedly knowingly spreading an STD, okay? So I keep seeing this story. I keep seeing this story that's being picked up, and I'm like, wow, I've seen it before. And I was like, okay, we're going to talk about that. So this guy plays for the University of Alabama. He came in 2023 as a star, you know, a top player. And so what that means when they arrest you for knowingly spreading an STD, obviously they have some type of evidence. That means that you have an STD and you are very well aware that you had an STD and you did not inform your partner. Generally, when you see that type of thing, it would be herpes. Okay, and you're interacting with somebody, you know that you have herpes, but yet you don't inform the person that you have herpes, and then they have it. Now, of course, there's several other STDs, but generally when we see stories like this, it's either almost always surrounded by herpes or HIV, right? And so when they say STD, obviously, that's, you know, what it is. So whoever this person is, they obviously have some type of proof that he already knew he had it and did not disclose it to him. And so, yeah, they went and reported him. They arrested him. He got out on a $500 bond, but he's 19 years old. So they charging him with, like, this first-time youth offender so he can outright avoid jail time altogether, you know what I'm saying, just based on the things that they have. Now, Nick Saban has not spoke about it and has not came out about it. And, you know, University of Alabama is one of the top college football teams in the United States, if not the top football team in the United States. Rather, they've fallen it from number one spot on the number two, like they own it. So for this to be something, and, I mean, he's still young. He's 19 years old. So, you know, this is something that's going to follow him for a while. I have no idea, you know, what the team is doing to him or for him, because obviously he has to be convicted for them to rightfully take any action towards him. But, of course, if he is convicted of something like this, he can be dropped from the team. And you definitely don't want something like that, because that can mess with your NFL chances, right? And it all depends on how good he truly is. So that is a story that kind of caught my eye, and I was like, what in the hell is going on with these youngins today? I don't know if you heard about it, but yeah, that's my version of the Real Famous Chop Up. That's everything else is gossip and hearsay, so it's kind of like I stay away from that. And kind of stick to the things that's, like, right out there. And, of course, this is gossip as well, right? Because allegedly he has been arrested for it, and for them to arrest, there has to be some type of proof. But, again, he is innocent to proven guilty. We as a people, I want to say this, we have the right now we're in the energy of guilty until proven innocent. You can hear one thing,
true.
And then the whole internet
takes it and just runs with it. And it's like people put a lot of energy, time, and money into building their career and building their image and to be the topic of a conversation for a week. Yeah, after a week, it'll all boil over. But some people, especially a lot of sheeple, they have these things stuck in their head about you. Mm-hmm. They don't – I remember this person did this. I definitely made a video and put it online, and I'm like, look, I don't want to see nobody that's talking about they woke, that's talking about they spiritual, anything – gossiping about certain situations, right? Because you don't know what the hell happened. This is allegedly. And I do hope that they start suing these companies and running them out of business. You know what I'm saying? Because there has to always be some type of source to where this stuff comes from. So it's absolutely absurd. It's absolutely crazy. People will just put your name out there and say you done passed away, put your name out there and tie you to a rumor. And that's something that I just refuse to report on because I can't do it. You know, I mean, I'm in the public eye myself, and I know how it feels. And not to say that it'll prevent people from doing the same thing because, you know, hey, it is what it is. The more your adversaries come against you, the more Lord Dumas blesses you. But it's one of those things that you just kind of be like, oh, yeah, this is weird. You know what I'm saying? So I try to stick with the facts. Whatever the other nonsense is going on, I want to leave it at that, you know?
Exactly. So, okay, man. So let me see, man. I'm gonna try my best to kind of piece this together and hold this down. Let me see here. What else?
You had no more topics?
I think that was pretty much everything that I had. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Piecing it together.
Black, come through, Black.
Yeah, well, come through, Black. Come through, because I'm like, come through.
Come through, Black. Yeah. Let me see what else I got for you. Even though I know Mo is good at piecing something together, because even though next week was the real famous chop-up, he still got a ton of stories.
He turned around and
be like, oh, okay.
Hold it down a little bit. But yeah, while you looking for something, I will just say this. So you know, for anybody that's in the holiday spirit, so you know, Christmas, huh? So we got Christmas tomorrow for the people who do celebrate. And you know, this year's been a little different for me because, you know, this was the first year in a while that I said, you know, I'm gonna really kinda get back into the holiday spirit. And it's been kinda interesting, you know, like I said, I'm a spiritual person, don't get it twisted. But I feel as though that I can shapeshift, and you know, this past year I felt a lot of, I don't know, like just influence and just, you know, things that like my now would be my, you know, my ancestors, because they transitioned, you know, especially like my grandparents and stuff like that. So, and now that I'm getting wiser and stuff like that, it's starting to, a lot of things they said is starting to kind of like come full circle. So, you know, like I said, it is, cause, for the longest time, you know, I think I just got caught up in the energy of just, you know, celebrating Christmas. And well, I didn't, you know, I guess just growing up, you know, you just being young and you just get into the gifts and stuff like that. And you really just lose sight of what Christmas is truly about. And once again, not to be religious or nothing like that, but allegedly, once again, because this could be a rumor too, but allegedly, you know, this was Jesus Christ's birthday. A lot of people say it could have been on a different date or whatever, but for, you know, just to keep it on topic, you know, Christmas, the way it's celebrated, it is actual Jesus Christ's birthday. And I was thinking about something, like, you know, like I was teasing my wife, because my wife, like I said, she went to the Great Lakes this week. But if she would have been here, I'd have been like, you know what? I wouldn't have mind going to church on Christmas, you know, because I've never done that. My whole life, I've never went to church on a Christmas day. But at the same time, I went to church on an Easter Sunday. I'm like, look, I don't celebrate death. I celebrate life, you know, so it always kind of bothers me a little bit, you know, when I see somebody, you know, of course, you know, somebody, you know, that you know that was near and dear to you, if they died on that day, you know, you might mourn a little bit, but it shouldn't be a celebration. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to celebrate on that day that they died. I'm going to celebrate on the day that they were born. So I just thought that was interesting. Like, why do I always, you know, when I was younger, we would go to Easter Sunday, but never to Christmas, you know, to a church on Christmas Day, because I think that's the essence of it. So it's been interesting, kind of like I said, getting back in tune with Christian kind of values as far as that. But like I said, I've never been a religious person ever, you know what I'm saying? But I can get into certain energies where I see it can be beneficial. And once again, you know, I just think that, you know, if you can kind of get past the whole trying to prove what's right or what's wrong, if you can get into like maybe the essence of, you know, just having faith. And faith could just be whatever you have faith in, whatever higher power that you adhere to, you know, just have faith. And, you know, of course, you can't have blind faith. You can't just be having faith, oh, this is going to work out. You're not doing the work to make it work out for you. But if you truly, you know, doing work and, you know, you have your best intentions moving forward, you know what I'm saying, to get the work done, and you have faith, you know, I truly believe it can happen, you know what I'm saying? So I just think, you know, Christmas needs to be a celebration of that. And
all right.
You know, that's that.
Okay. All right. So listen, it's a funny story that I seen, and I was laughing at it when I seen it. A Florida woman is arrested for raping her husband's autistic younger brother and giving birth to his child because it made her feel good. Now, why was I laughing? Not because the kid was – not because the man was autistic, right? But the fact that she was like, oh, I enjoyed it. You know, they've been sleeping together over 10 years. And so I don't know how bad – of autistic he is, because it doesn't say that, but the lady is really in her mugshot looking like, oh my God, like I did something wrong. And to the point that she had a child, from this particular person. And of course, you know, her husband is fed up, you know, he probably the one who snitched on her, cause like, you done had a baby from my brother. And it just really blows me on how they make these things to be so big. You know what I'm saying? If he's autistic doesn't mean that you're incompetent, you know? But
yeah,
I want to see.
When people say autistic, it can mean so many different things.
Like you got her in here like, oh, you took advantage of him. Like, what? So you mean to tell me, because I know a lot of autistic people that's fucking around here right now.
But it's that word.
Like,
word.
Nothing is wrong, okay? So I'm going to keep watching that story because I felt that was very interesting. And I really want to see the man that they're talking about, because I'm like, rape? Like, that's a strong word. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just using whatever they want to use these days, right? So Taraji P. Henson, she went live, and she was crying. She was doing an interview, and she was saying how she hasn't had a pay raise since, I want to say, 2018, like how they lowballed the actresses and how she almost didn't do The Color Purple because Oprah them wanted to lowball her. And there was this very uncomfortable clip that they were showing when they was doing photos for the star actors of the movie, and Oprah stood by Taraji.
What you think about that movie?
Just the energy was so off, where ended up moving and pushing the other actresses down, and she got on the end. It was like you knew something was wrong. And Taraji's getting so many praises for finally stepping up, but here's the thing. When Monique did it, y'all shunned her. Y'all tried to blackball Monique. When Monique did it, it was a problem. But now Taraji P. Henson said, and we love Taraji, but it's like Taraji is doesn't give any problems, right? So you're like, oh, well, Taraji said it got to be true. But why did y'all dog Monique when Monique told y'all the same exact thing? And then they turned around and apologized. And then after they apologized, you're like, oh, wait, she may have been on to something. Oh, wait, maybe she was telling the truth, right? And that's just the weirdest thing to me, how people pick and choose who they want to listen to.
you know what I'm saying, and whose story they want to take up for. And so I'm sorry, I can see them.
Did you ever see The Color Purple?
I seen The Color Purple, but I didn't see the new one.
Okay, what did you think about that movie, The Color Purple, the original one?
I mean, it was showing the old, you know, the old way of things, and it is what it is. You got to think, I'm from Edenville, 1887, the first African-American town established by free states. So I'm from Edenville, Florida. So, of course, we've seen a lot of that. And I mean, I get it. You know, I get it probably more than most. Even some of the things that I may say to a regular person, they'd be like, oh, well, why you talk like that? You got to think, I come from that. I come from knowing our heritage. I come from knowing our rooted history and slavery. I come from seeing these things. I literally come from that. I don't have stories that I can, you know, sit down. I grew up. I walked the streets of the first town established by free slaves. The energy was there. You know what I'm saying? So I look at things way different. You know, I honestly have a different view on a lot of different things than other people because it was rooted in us. Our schools taught us different than other schools because of our history, and that's the one thing that we needed to know, our freedom, and we can do anything. But it was still a kind of a work hard, you know, work for massa. And it's like, yeah, I knew very early on that I wasn't working for no white man long, and that wasn't my thing, you know what I'm saying? But I get it, and I respect it. I respect the message. I just have not seen number two.
Yeah, I saw The Color Purple when I was like a kid. I was probably like, I don't know, I was young, and my grandparents took me, and I was like, what the fuck is this? And to this day, I don't know. I never wanted to watch it again. I was like, yo, this shit is, why the fuck you taking me to this movie? And I'm a fucking little ass kid, and I felt like church. You know what I'm saying? Like when they brought me to church, like, why am I here? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just that up.
All right, yeah. So your punk ass friend Joe Biden, he pardons more Americans for marijuana offenses and shortens 11 nonviolent drug sentences. Okay, so he's trying to do things because, as you know, they are they took Trump's name off of the ballot in Colorado, and now California is trying to follow suit. Biden is getting in with his buddies. They know that Biden cannot beat Trump. So now they're trying to get people to remove him off of the ballot in places that no matter if people voted for him, those places that Biden will still win. So now they're cheating. And as I told you over and over, I'm like, I want to wait to see what tactics they are going to use to cheat Trump because Trump is going to win. And here they are.
Yeah.
They're now trying to remove him off the ballot.
I think they're going to try to cheat, but I don't think it's going to work this time. My personal opinion.
I don't know, but Colorado Supreme Court ruled to remove him off the ballot in Colorado. So he's off in Colorado, okay? Now they are trying to do it in California. So Colorado is big, right, because that's where the marijuana and things like that at. And then California is damn sure big. So if California take Trump off, like, that's going to be like, ow, okay, let's figure this out. But let's talk about Joe Schmiden. So he's taking another step forward. Okay. So before he pardoned thousands of individuals convicted of possession under federal law, the new pardon specifically target additional offenses of simple possession and use of marijuana under the federal and DC law, including provisions related to the use of certain federal lands. President Biden has also called on governors to follow suit and pardon state marijuana-related offenses, emphasizing that no one should be incarcerated solely due to the use or possession of marijuana. While the exact number of people affected by this new pardon remains unclear, this development represents a significant stride. So, you know, that's what he's trying to win people over. He's been pardoning, you know, pardoning people and trying to, you know, get into the good graces of the good people. That's what he's doing. He was pardoning something else, but he sees that the student loan thing
didn't really work how he wanted it to work. So now he's just trying to pardon people because obviously, you know, pardoning people, he may feel like that helped Trump, so he need to try.
It better not be no real BS because that movie you was talking about last week, it could come to fruition, man. Some like real Civil War type ish. If something happened that's crazy where it's just like you just really just doing some like you said, because you've alluded to this many times, you know, especially in, you know, with our past, I guess, couple of months in the shows when you were talking about, you know, how the Democrats will stop at anything to do what they can to keep stuff the way
to win,
you know, the way to win. But you got to be careful, man, because people are a lot more. They ain't going for that shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of saw bits and pieces on that with January 6th. So just imagine this time. So I'm just saying they better be careful because it could really be an uprising, you know, if something just goes totally left because people are not happy with the way things are. You know what I'm saying? As far a lot of people aren't, you know, as far as financially, inflation, it's just, like, fed up, so... You know, you don't want people to reach their boiling point. So it's going to be very, very interesting as, like I said, as we turn the page to 2024 as of basically a week from now, a week and a couple of hours from now, we'll be in 2024. And it's a lot of new things on the horizon, especially with this presidential election coming up. So I just wanted to, you know, as you were talking about that, that kind of just sparked a thought that I just wanted to put out there.
Right, but if it is, then it is, because I'm sick of them, and it's about time to put these people in their place, man. I mean, you starting with everybody, and it's beyond me. It's beyond me, you know, you starting with China. We don't have beef with China. Like, we do so much business with China, it's crazy. We don't have beef with these folks. It's these folks. We don't pick up, and we're not doing that. No, we're not. We're not doing what our ancestors did. We're not fighting with y'all. We're not standing in unity with y'all. No, go get them. Leave us alone, okay? And let that be. I'm waiting to see because Trump is doing horrible. And I'm sorry, Biden is doing horrible in the polls. And so now they are trying to they trying to send more money. You know, they're trying to send more money, not even trying. They literally just sent more money to Ukraine. So, I mean, what more can you say? You know, like, he's garbage, okay? And just let that be.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's what I had. You got 22 minutes to wing it. But hopefully I did a good job with you.
Yeah. No. Definitely. Shout out to you for coming through and doing that. Let me see here. Let me see what else I can talk about. All right. So let me get into the sports report. So we're winding down with football. You know, we're going into week 17, which is going to be the last week of the season. Big shout out to my Cleveland Browns. So I was just watching some of the highlights earlier today, before I went on. Started the show, but basically my Browns, they beat the Texans. Now the Texans didn't have CJ Stroud, who's been their you know, rookie phenom at quarterback. You know, he came out of nowhere out of the Ohio State University, but he really showed improved. The head coach, D'Amico Ryans, I believe is his name, black dude, you know, was the defensive coordinator with San Francisco last year. Good to see him, you know, young black coach, head coach at that. Really doing big things, but they did face my Cleveland Browns, and the Browns look good, man. Joe Flacco. I talked about Deshaun Watson, how this dude, I don't know what's going on, man. It seems like he's starting to steal money now. You know, he has a big contract. Once again, I don't count other people's money, but just as a fan of the team, very disappointed in Deshaun Watson. But Joe Flacco, man, 38 years old, right off the couch, you know, a few weeks ago. He's coming in and doing a phenomenal job at the quarterback position. He's kind of just calmed everything down. His arm is still lively, which is surprising because he did play for the New York Jets, I think, last season or the year before that, and he looked washed up. But, you know, as Joe Flacco, he was a Super Bowl-winning quarterback with the Baltimore Ravens. Actually, he was the quarterback before Lamar Jackson. So their last Super Bowl with Ray Lewis, you know, Joe Flacco was the quarterback. So he is used to playing in the AFC North, which is just basically smash-mouth football at its finest on the AFC North. Of course, you got my Cleveland Browns, you got the Cincinnati Bengals, you got the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you have the Baltimore Ravens. So it's a real just smash-mouth, you know, type of division. And, you know, he was with Baltimore all those years, so he's got Super Bowl pedigree, man. So he had a great, phenomenal game. Him and Amari Cooper really got on the same wavelength. Amari Cooper, I believe, broke a record as far as receiving yards. He just looked good, man. I mean, of course, Houston wasn't at their full strength, but, you know, the Browns just really went in there and handled business. So now I forget who they play. I think they play on Thursday Night Football. But if they win this next game, they are basically solidified and they can punch their ticket to the playoffs. And, you know, that'll just be big. So, so that's that. Now, I just talked about the AFC North, but of course, you know, at the beginning of the season, I debuted what I call the Great Lakes Division, okay? And so just to run it down, the Great Lakes Division is all the teams that's around. That this is the what's the word I'm looking for? It's basically something that I'm bringing to the table, you know what I'm saying, as just something that I'm paying attention to. But basically, the Great Lakes Division consists of, I always take it from, you know, west to east. So you got the Chicago Bears, you got the Detroit Lions, you got the Cleveland Browns, and you got the Buffalo Bills. So that is what I have deemed the Great Lakes Division. So Chicago Bears are out of it, you know, so I'm just going to run down, because since we're winding down, I'm going to talk about the different teams and what I think they need to do and what's on the horizon for them. But the Chicago Bears, they got the quarterback. Can't think of his name right now. It's probably going to come to my mind. But, you know, what's his name? Fuck, can't think of his name right now. But basically, scrambling quarterback. You know, he went to Ohio State as well. And, you know, it's probably like his third season. So, you know, really wanted him to make strides this year. He got hurt, but he's looked pretty good. But they're going to have a decision to make in Chicago if they're going to stick with him or they're going to go with a new draft pick, because they are going to get the Carolina Panthers pick. So Caleb Williams, who is a young quarterback from USC, he had won the Heisman last year. So it's going to be interesting. They're definitely going to have a decision to make, whether they're going to, you know, keep the current quarterback they have now, or if they're just going to go with Caleb Williams. So I'm eager to see, you know, what they're going to do with that as far as Chicago, because, you know, actually, let me just Google. I can't stand talking about not having his name handy. I don't know why it's kind of alluding to me right now, but here we go. Justin Fields. Yeah, that's the name I was looking for. So Justin Fields is the quarterback right now of the Chicago Bears. And I like Justin Fields, man. I think he brings a lot to the table. He just hasn't won enough. But, I mean, he's a great talent to watch. He rushed for 1,000 yards last year. So he's a scrambling quarterback, running quarterback. And I think he's starting to put it together, but it's just like, you know, it's the NFL, man. And, you know, they've already gave him 3 years. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. If he is available, Atlanta Falcons, you guys need a quarterback. ATL, you guys are in need of a quarterback. The Ritter dude, trash. Heineke or whatever his name is, not good enough. You got all the other pieces, your physical team. You got Bijan, what's his name? The running back, Bijan something. But, wears the number 7 jersey. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mike Vick. But basically, y'all a quarterback away, man. I'm going off on a tangent, but hey, man, you know, I'm just trying to fill time and end the show with a bang. So follow me as I like hop around. But anyway, Atlanta Falcons, because they basically division they're in is coming down to Tampa Bay. Shout out to Baker Mayfield, the New Orleans Saints, and then the Atlanta Falcons. Tampa Bay, if they beat, who do they play? They play the Saints, if I'm not mistaken. If they beat the Saints this final game of the season, then Tampa Bay's in. But anyway, and I think Tampa Bay will win that division. But Atlanta, you guys need a quarterback. So if Justin Fields is available, you need to make that happen and get a quarterback. And you need a black quarterback in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Matt Ryan was cool. You know, he was a nice quarterback, you know, for the time, especially when Michael Vick went through his situation. And, you know, you guys went to a Super Bowl with Matt Ryan, but it's time for Atlanta to get a black quarterback. So Justin Fields, if he comes available, you guys need to be the first ones knocking on the door to try to make that deal happen. So that's that. But back to my Great Lakes division. So like I said, you got the Chicago Bears, so they got a big decision to make. Do they keep Justin Fields or do they draft Caleb Williams? So we'll see how that story starts to shape up. And then, so moving from Chicago to the next city in the Great Lakes division, shout out to the Detroit Lions. So they have clinched a playoff berth, obviously, and they have won their division for the first time since 1993, 30 years, man. So the last time the Detroit Lions won their division, Barry Sanders, big shout out to Barry Sanders, one of my favorite, all-time favorite running backs, you know, in history. You know, if you get a chance, if you're a football fan, if you're a younger person and you've never seen Barry Sanders play, you know, YouTube his highlights, man. He was phenomenal, but just never had a good team around him. But they have not been to – they haven't been a play – I mean, I'm sorry, they haven't won a division since 1993. So for the Detroit Lions to win the division, that's awesome, you know. So they're going to host a playoff game. Jared Goff has been a great acquisition. You know, he came from the L.A. Rams. And I know you guys, you know, didn't want to see your quarterback at the time. And you know, I'm kind of all over the place. But I can't think of the – let me see here. L.A. Rams quarterback. I know at the time you're like, I don't know if this is a good trade, man. But it worked out for both. Hold on, let me just Google this real quick. L.A. Rams. QB. Yes, Matthew Stafford. So I know at the time for the Detroit Lions, they're like, damn, man, Matthew Stafford. I don't know if we want to trade him. But it worked out for both because Matthew Stafford to L.A., they won a Super Bowl a couple years ago. So they won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. So the trade worked out for them. And you guys now have a younger quarterback, Jared Goff, who I always thought was decent. You know what I'm saying? But it's good to see him, you know, land on his feet. And Detroit, you know, definitely one of my favorite cities, man. I can't wait to go back. Just salute, man. You know, Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl, man. That's big, man. So it's going to be – I know the fans are going to be there. You got a good team. You guys hit it out the park with your draft picks this year. LaPorta at the tight end position, the running back. You know, got a nice defensive piece. The coach is, you know, seems to have really changed the culture. So the Detroit Lions, man, you know, shout out. You know, like I'm interested to see, you know, what they do in the playoffs. And I just talked about my Browns, man. So shout out to the Cleveland Browns. If we win on Thursday, we're definitely, you know, we'll be in the playoffs. Joe Flacco is looking like Bernie Kosar, you know, but just with a better arm. So that's been good to see. Kevin Stefanski, he should definitely be Coach of the Year. You know, he should be in a candidate for Coach of the Year. It'll be him or the San Francisco 49ers coach. You know, it's going to probably come down to either one of them. But I think Stefanski, he's done a hell of a job, man, because we've had four starting quarterbacks. Nick Chubb went down. For him to stay afloat. And I got to shout out Andrew Berry, man, our general, like team president or general manager, man, black dude from Harvard, doing a phenomenal job, you know, piecing everything together as far as like players and personnel. So Cleveland Browns, man, you know, Myles Garrett, you know, he's in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. Jim Schwartz has done a great job with the defense, just really turned our defense around, man, and got our defense as like a top defense in the league. So Cleveland, man, be on the lookout, because I don't think nobody really want to see my Browns in the playoffs, man, especially if Flacco keeps playing like Flacco's playing, man, because his arm looks legit. You know what I'm saying? It's got our offense looking. And Njoku, the tight end, is playing. So that's going to be interesting, man. So that's my Browns. And then the last team that's in the Great Lakes Division is the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, shout out to Josh Allen. You know, he's come on strong because they look like they was kind of like left for dead like a few, you know, about a month ago. But they really, ever since they fired their offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, whatever person has taken over, the team looks totally different. You know, Josh Allen looks reinvigorated. I know they just beat wow, I saved the highlights to my YouTube, but I know they just won because they played a Saturday game yesterday, and they just won. So they're on the cusp of making the playoffs too. I think probably if they win next week, they're probably in. So I would like to see Buffalo, you know, make the playoffs because, you know, they're a scary team. So the Great Lakes Division has been a success, especially if, like I said, if Detroit, who's already in, if my Cleveland Browns win, and then if Buffalo win, that's three teams from the Great Lakes Division that will be representing the AFC in the playoffs. Well, no, not even the AFC. I'm sorry, because the Detroit Lions are in the NFC. But that'd still be good because you have Detroit. I would love to see like a Detroit Cleveland Super Bowl, man. That would just be awesome. So those are the teams I'm going to probably be. Well, San Francisco is going to have something to say. Dallas might have a little something to say too. Even though I don't think, you know, when the playoffs start, and you know what, why not? Let's get into my whole playoff preview. You know, we got a week left a week left of the season. So playoffs just yet because I was waiting for the last week to kind of finalize. But it's kind of, I can kind of paint the picture. I'm just going to tell you the contenders. So in the NFC, the San Francisco 49ers are going to be hard to beat. If they stay healthy, I think they're the best team in the whole league. I mean, they have no weaknesses. Brock Purdy, this guy, you know, is playing great at the quarterback position. When everybody's healthy, you got Debo, Ayuk, the other wide receiver, Christian McCaffrey, man, he's having an MVP-type season. They got the defense solidified when they got the trade from DC. You know, so they got Bosa, and then they got, what's his name, Chase. So their defense is stout. So San Francisco is going to be very tough to beat. You still can't sleep on Philadelphia, even if Philadelphia, they're like on a losing streak, three-game losing streak right now, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, still Philadelphia is still going to be tough to you know, they were in the Super Bowl last year. But they kind of, you don't want to back into the playoffs. You know, they're not going into the playoffs with any type of momentum right now. So they're kind of suspect, but we'll see what happens. The Dallas Cowboys, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Dallas Cowboys, but they've had a pretty good season. They've had a good season this year, actually, especially since Diggs, their cornerback, went down. I really thought it was kind of over for the defense a little bit. You know, I thought the defense, especially the secondary, was going to take a step back. You know, of course, you got, Micah Parsons, you know. So, of course, whenever you have Micah Parsons on the defense, you know, you're gonna have something to say. But as far as the secondary, I thought when the defensive back went down, I thought it was really going to take a step back. But shout out to Devon Bland, who has really been a cornerback position. So, we'll see what Dallas has to say. And then, like I just mentioned, the Detroit Lions. So the two teams I'm going to be rooting for in the NFC, I've always liked San Francisco, the 49ers, you know, especially back in the day, the lineage, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Jerry Rice, you know, Roger Craig, Ronnie Lott, you know, just that team. That was like my team on Super Tecmo Bowl way back in the day. So I think they're going to have something to say, and I think if they're healthy, they should go to the Super Bowl. But I would love to see the Detroit Lions, man, if they can figure out a way to get there. But I don't see them beating San Francisco, though, to be honest with you. So that is my NFC. NFC, you got a couple of teams. Now, we got about 6 minutes left. It's going to talk my ish and close out the show strong. With the sports report, as I'm, giving out like the football playoff NFL preview, but basically the AFC. So the teams that people would know, of course, you got the Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. Been a little suspect too. They haven't looked as strong this year. They really missed Tyreek Hill. You know, they didn't miss them last year, but they miss them this year because they're not the same team that they was last year. You know, they lost a couple of other players last year to help them kind of like cover up them not having Tyreek Hill. So I think it's going to be tough for them to get back, you know. The other team, you have the Miami Dolphins. Now, Miami, and they just won the day two, so they still got a really good record. And they got a chance of getting home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So the Miami Dolphins, you know, that's Tua, Tyreek Hill, Waddle. Their offense is phenomenal. But it's phenomenal in Miami, in the warm weather. Like, if they got to go to some cold city or whatever, if they got to come to Cleveland, well, they ain't going to have to go to Cleveland. But if they got to go – actually, that's why they want to win there. They want to – get the number one seed. If they get the number one seed, then they have home field advantage. So that means everybody's got to come to Miami to play them, and they don't have to go to any cold place. So if Miami gets home field advantage, they're going to be tough to beat. But if you still get a physical team, you know, I think Baltimore, which is another team to watch out for in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson, they got this they got this receiver, rookie receiver that's been playing. I think his last name is Flowers. They signed Odell Beckham. You know, he's had a resurgence this year there. They got a nice running game, you know. So Baltimore is always very well coached, and they're physical. So Baltimore, they will pose a threat to Miami. That's one team that, you know, if they went to Miami, I think Baltimore can beat Miami and Miami. But Kansas City, I think if Kansas City went to Miami to play the Dolphins, I think the Dolphins might be able to beat them. I think my Browns, don't sleep on my Cleveland Browns, I think we can match up and be physical with a team like Miami. I think Cleveland, we can go down to Miami and get that. So, it's pretty much wide open this year. The only team that I see that's truly dominant is San Francisco. That's the only team that I think if they're fully healthy, I don't see nobody really beating them. You know what I'm saying? But if something happens, because last year, Brock Purdy got hurt, and, Philly was able to win that game, and then Philly went to the Super Bowl and played Kansas City. So Only time will tell, but we shall see. You know, this has been the world famous chop up. So, you know, big shout out to Black coming through. A big shout out to me. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to me. Because like I said, this was supposed to be the last week of the month, but you know, I was able to come in and you know, shuffle the deck and really put on a show tonight. So, you know, we made it happen. And then, like I said, next week, you know, we will have a wrap-up show of just, you know, I guess the big stories of 2023 and, you know, I guess the things that's on the horizon for 2024. So, you know, me and Black will put that together. So that's going to be definitely a show to listen to. And, you know, I'm definitely going to have a nice little drink or something, you know. So I'm going to be a little saucy for the show. I'm sure Black will be too. So any listeners, you know, just bring a nice bottle, you know, and pour something up truly as we, you know, close the door on 2023, man. So, yeah, man. So as always, you know, follow the socials. So follow Real Adult Talk. Once again, we spell that TAWK. We put that country twang on it. I always keep a crunk on there. Follow Mo Benz. If you want to put a face with a voice, follow Mo Benz on IG, MOBINNS. Like I said earlier, just in case you missed it, if you want to listen to the world famous Chop Up, the Tuesday edition with my co-host Kev Herc, definitely follow Mo Benz on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, MOBINNS. And, you know, until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.